things my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander, hear the bird sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art.
God His Son once bearing,
sent Him to die,
my spirit can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing,
He
died to take away my sin. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. When Christ shall come, which shall love at the nation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. When I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art.
And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and a joyful heart, filled with gratitude and gratefulness for all the privileges that we enjoy in our lives, the good health and strength in our bodies, the freedom to worship and gather together in your name and sing praises to you, Lord, and also uniting us together as one family so that we can be a loving and caring family of God in this world. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together and worship here and also online. And we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us on this church and individually and also in our families. We are also remembering those who have given us all their services and ultimately given their lives for defending our country and our freedom and liberty and dedicated their service. And we pray for them and their families, and we are thankful for all of their services, Lord. And we pray for those who continue to serve in the military for us, and we remember all of your servants with gratitude and give them courage and strength, Lord, at this time. And also we pray for the triune God who has blessed us this freedom and gave us this universe and this world to live in. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit united in one. Help us, Lord, to be united in one triune God so that we can be a loving body representing your unity in this world. We also remember those who are affected by injustice and various forms of discrimination around the world, in poverty and in various kinds of lack of freedom in many countries, Lord. We pray for them and prepare that open the doors that they can see freedom and enjoy freedom in this world. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us together to come and serve you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to serve you as you deserve and give us ourselves to you, not counting the cost, and also to fight despite the pains of wounds too, and also to labor without asking for reward. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do. Bless us today as we worship together to worship you in truth and in spirit. With all the saints around the world and angels in heaven, we worship you and adore you. We give you all honor and glory, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. We can greet each other in Christian love and also say hi to each other online. Good morning, Martha. Nice to see
you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck and Vicky.
Good morning, everybody.
Can you hear us? Looks like Bob and Kathy joined in. Good morning. Nice to see you back.
Hey, Bob, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody online.
Good morning, everybody in the church.
Yeah, we can show you. I think you can see the other camera.
It's okay. A holiday.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah, there you go. You have everybody here. Now the choir will be singing. Please remain seated, a special for 1,000 tongues to sing.
For 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Master and my God has saved me to proclaim, who spread the world, the earth abroad, the honors of thy name. Jesus, the name that chants our fears, that brings our sorrows cease, gives music in the sinner's ears, disciples of the
The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 62 verses 5 through 12. It's on 787 page. Also, you can follow that on the screen. Please stand if you are able.
God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from God.
Who alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken.
On God rests my deliverance and my honor, and my mighty rock, my refuge, is God.
Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God, who is a refuge for us.
Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath.
Put no confidence in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them.
Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this. Power belongs to God.
And to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you repay all according to their works.
This is the word of God for people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We have, please be seated. We have our birthday and anniversary celebrations that we generally pray for those who have celebrated this. Anybody here to call out any particular celebrations of birthday, anniversary, of, or anything, graduation? Please call them out so we can have a special prayer.
I just wanted to say we asked for prayer for Harry's mouth.
Okay.
It's physical.
Oh, okay, that's prayer request.
I would like you all to know that the prayer is obviously partly answered and obviously being answered.
Yep, okay. Pray for Harry for that. Any birthdays this month that we can celebrate or any?
Yes, but I don't remember who it was. I'm sorry.
Anybody who has? Yeah, we have one here in May. I know Lisa has one in May.
Yes, Lisa.
Lisa has one or two in May. Brother-in-law. Yeah, we have our son's birthday was 2 days ago. Our oldest son. Let us have a word of prayer for these celebrations. Loving God, you are the giver of life, and we thank you for your gift of life and love and family and friends in this world. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who celebrate their anniversaries and birthdays or any other celebrations that they have to celebrate and they have celebrated this month. With the passing of time, that you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continual mercies upon them, O God. Renew them with your blessings and cover them with your love. Comfort them with your joyful presence and confirm them in their hope. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our prayer time, we have our regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin if you want to turn that with me. As Jan has shared, Harry went to the doctor and the dentist diagnosed the problem. So he's going to have an appointment on Saturday with a special dentist so he can take care of the problem. So thank God for that. At least they know what's wrong. And pray for him and Jan during this time, so for his complete recovery and healing. Any other special call-outs?
I have one. My daughter, we're going to do another grandson. She's due on the 8th, but she can go any time. So I'll just pray for her that everything goes well and baby's health and everything. And she's going to have a home birth. So.
Daughter or?
My daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Yeah, my son, yeah.
What's her name, Margaret?
Jeannie.
With a G or a J?
J-E-N-N-I-E.
Is that Mackenzie's birthday?
Yes.
It is, right?
She's ready.
Okay.
Three.
We have a blessing. Okay. Abigail graduated kindergarten.
All right.
And it was promoted to the first grade.
All right. So you can start now.
The girl that I asked for prayer for, Julie, was put on the list.
Yes.
I found out last week that she had had mini stroke, sort of. So she is getting slightly better, but I still haven't been able to see her. I've just been getting news through her brother and sister. She comes through my line at work.
Okay. And we saw, still Bob and Kathy, are you still on? He was there. Okay, how are you guys doing? Are you all okay now? And your son, is he getting better?
Yeah. My son is getting better, the one that almost cut off his thumb, and he's better. They're taking the pins out and stuff this week, and then he will start physical therapy. Daddy is really struggling with his knees and is in a lot of pain when he walks, and we've got some kidney issues and that sort of thing going on. So Dad's health right now is a little bit challenging, but he's here.
Okay.
And he loves it. He absolutely tells everybody that he sees about how you always say, "Hey, Bob and Kathy." So that means so much to him. So
okay,
we're missing all of y'all.
You missed.
Prayers.
Okay. What is your son's name, please?
Thomas Ruffin. R-U-F-F-I-N.
Okay.
Thomas Ruffin.
We'll be praying for him. Please let them know we are in prayer for him.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other special call-outs? Please continue to pray for Martha and Rich. They have some health issues still going on, so that they can have a complete recovery. Please continue to pray for them. Let us pray for our nation. Let us be thankful for the light at the end of the tunnel with the COVID, so that we can still contain it without spreading it anymore. Let us pray that God will keep us protected as we go and progress in opening up more and more places. So let us keep that in our prayers on a regular basis, and pray for our national leaders, our president, Congress, and all the governors of the states who make decisions. Let us keep them in our prayers as well. And also remember the families of those our service members who have given their lives for us. Let us keep them in our prayers, that they will be comforted and also being grateful for the services that they did for us and for our country. Are there anyone here who has somebody that you are remembering during the special day as a veteran who gave his life? Any relatives, anyone? His or her life?
Any update on Eddie?
Yeah, I was going to say, Eddie, we haven't heard anything back from him. He's probably still in the rehab. Yeah. A lot of our people, and also a lot of people, started traveling again. This particular weekend has been really busy since a long time. So please keep them in our prayers. I know Lisa and family are traveling, and Wayne and Carol are traveling this weekend, and I don't know who else. So please keep them in our prayers for travel mercies. I think those are the special calls that we have. Please use this prayer request at your prayer desk on a regular basis, and pray for these items and these people on a regular basis. So let us go to God in prayer together. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also give us with him graciously all these things?" Loving and gracious God, we come to you trusting in your promises that you listen to every groans and every prayer that we make. Thank you for always there taking care of our needs, and help us, Lord, to come to you with boldness and with faith that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your grace. Thank you, God, for the gift of life and all its joys and blessings you have showered upon us. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. As we come before you, Lord, we come before our Heavenly Father with our grateful heart. At the same time, some of us are worried and some of us are burdens in our hearts and concerns in many ways. We thank you for listening to all of our cares and concerns and taking care of them. We especially pray for those whose names have been lifted up here particularly. We pray for Rich and Martha, continue to be with them in their healing process, that they will be recovered completely, Lord. We pray for Bob as he is struggling with his health issues. We know that your healing hand is upon him. Heal him, Lord, and recover him from his ailments. And we pray for Thomas, Kathy's son, as he is going through the difficult time with his accident and injury. We pray for a complete healing for him, and we pray for peace in his family and in his life also. We pray for Eddie as he is still in the rehab. We pray for your healing hand to be upon him, and above all we pray for peace and comfort for him during this time. We thank you for Abigail as he's going to the first grade, Lord. Bless him, Lord, in his her future, that she will be a shining light for you wherever she goes in the future, and continue to bless her with good studies and in her growth as a child of God. We pray for Jeannie at this time. We pray that you be with her during this delivery time, that it will be a smooth delivery without any complication. We pray that your special presence be with her and her family during this special time for them. We pray for all those who are traveling at this time. Particularly we pray for Marcus and family, and Wayne and Carol, that they are traveling, and also all those people who have started traveling worldwide. We pray for your mercies and your grace upon them. We also pray that you help us to contain this pandemic, that it will not spread again anymore, that we continue to be careful with these things that you have given us to do. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for the blessing you gave us, and we are looking forward to a complete recovery back to normal after this pandemic. We pray for all of those who have who are serving in the military, defending us, defending our freedom. And also we pray for the families of those who have given their lives for this country and for our freedom. We thank you for their services, and with grateful hearts we remember them. We pray for your mercies upon their families and their dear ones. We also pray for our nation, our president, vice president, all the lawmakers, and the governors of the state, and all those who are in power and authority who make decisions that affect us. We pray for your wisdom and guidance, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to make the right decisions at the right times. We also pray for all our service workers, our delivery people, police and fire, and all those who put their life at risk every day, defending us and keeping us safe. We thank you for their services, and also we pray for their safety and protection. We thank you for this church, Lord, that you have given us to gather together and worship you as one family. Help us, Lord, to do your work faithfully in this community, and do it faithfully so that we can be a shining light in this world. Bless us in the future so that we can be more powerful in the witness and the ministry that you have given us in this community to do. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and in heaven. Help us, Lord, to be blessed by your presence as we go from this place, that we'll be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious and loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance in this world, and also the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us, Lord, to use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. We come before you as your people, thanking you for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. We pray for those who were able to give today and also those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. And we pray that you will use this offering for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 6 through 17.
Before I read, let me apologize. Sorry about the song. I went to sleep in the middle of it. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door, they saw him, and they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said, and then he left for another place. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us go to God in prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to be life and spirit in our lives. Bless us, Lord, as we come before your word to be humble and obedient so that it will become a powerful force in our lives so that we can share it with this world. Bless us with your presence, Lord, and humble our hearts and our spirit before your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We talked about the Holy Spirit praying for us when we don't know what to pray and how to pray or when to pray. That's what we talked about last Sunday, that Paul was teaching about the Holy Spirit being our intercessor for us, even when we don't know what to pray for. But many times, have you ever had a prayer that you thought would not be answered, got answered, and got surprised? It happens many times that you thought, you know, let's pray anyway. But God answered the prayer and gave it to you. Now you know or don't know what to do with it. Happens many times. That tells us something about the prayer itself that we make. Peter was arrested for preaching the gospel by Herod, the later King Herod. It's not the King Herod that killed babies during the time of the birth of Jesus. This is the grandson Herod who was ruling at that time when Peter and Paul, they were preaching and the church was starting to come up. So there was a lot of persecution at that time, and the apostles were persecuted and taken to the jail and put in prison, and some of them were killed. And we saw that there James, the apostle, was killed. And then they were going to take the life of Peter also. So they arrested their soldiers arrested Peter and put in jail. And of course the church was praying for the release of Peter. I hope they were praying for the release of Peter, because when Peter showed up, they didn't let him in. So if they prayed for Peter to be released and God answered the prayers, they were really surprised that God answered their prayers. That's what happens when we pray without faith. We get surprises. God will answer our prayers according to his will. I read about a story about two churches. I don't know where this happened. It came to in my notes, in my stories that I had collected during this my time in ministry. Two churches in some Central America, I mean in the central part of the U.S., had a common problem. They were across the streets and there was a distillery in the middle. And they did not like it. And the guy who ran the distillery was, distillery is the, where they make liquors, alcohol. So they wanted this distillery to be moved, and legally they could not successfully move him. But he wasn't, he didn't believe in God, or he didn't care about the churches or anything. So he continued his business there, and these churches decided to pray about it. So they joined forces, hopefully. Maybe it was a Methodist church and a Baptist, I don't know. But on this issue, they joined together and have a prayer vigil one night. And they gathered together on a Saturday night and had a fasting and prayer for the whole night. And after a few hours of the prayer, there was a big thunderstorm. A big storm came through that area, and a big lightning hit the distillery and burned it to the ground. So the guy didn't know anything about it. He filed for insurance, and the insurance was denied. The insurance denied the claim, saying that it was an act of God. That's when he found out that the church was praying that night. So he went to court against the churches, claiming that the churches have been praying for this, and that's why it happened. But the churches denied, saying that God did it. That is a surprise, right? When they prayed for something and they got their result, they want to deny it now in court. So the judge made a very good, interesting statement during his judgment on this. He still denied him the chance anyway. And the presiding judge opened his sentence with like this: "I find one thing in this case that is most perplexing. We have a situation here where the plaintiff, who doesn't believe in God, says that the churches prayed and God answered, and he is professing his belief in the power of prayer. And the defendants are all faithful members of churches, are denying that their prayers were answered, and they had nothing to do with what happened." That's an interesting situation. This is what happens when you pray for something and God gives it to you, and you are surprised. So I just thought about Peter. The church was praying for Peter's release from prison, and when God answered their prayers, the girl who ran came to the door, saw Peter out there. She, instead of opening the door, ran back. She did not even open the door. Somebody said it was harder for Peter to get into the house than to get out of the prison. That happens when we pray. So prayer is something that God teaches us to pray with expectation, that God will answer the prayer according to His time and His will. And when the church prays together in one unity in spirit, God will act one way or other. It may act that we may change, the people who pray may change, or He will change the situation that we are praying for. One or the other will happen. But are we willing to accept the change that happens during that time in us or around us? So this particular house that they were praying here was John Mark's mother's house. Her name was also Mary, apparently. And they were praying together. And fervently, we read that the church had been praying fervently for Peter and the other apostles. And all of this happened with Peter, that he could not even believe, with the 16 guards guarding him around, and the doors were wide open, and he was freed from the prison by the power of God. The followers of Jesus Christ were praying, but they were not praying with expectation. In the book of James, we read that anyone who prays must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea. Such a man should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. We studied this book a few weeks ago. We have to go to God in prayer with full expectation that God will answer one way or the other. But before we go to God in prayer, be ready to accept whatever God gives us. Like I said, it may be something that will happen to you, the person who prays. But be bold and ready to take that change if that is what God gives you. Or it may be a change in circumstance around you, not the way that you may like, but it is the way that God has planned for you, which is better than what you may like eventually. So we need to know that prayer is the most powerful tool that a Christian have. It is not like something that we go and take at the last minute. Go to God in prayer in the beginning. It is not something that you wait until the last minute as a last resort. It should be our first resort. Like a person who, it has to become a habit in our lives, like our breathing habit, like I told you about oxygen being our prayer is like an oxygen. And it is very hard to live without prayer or without oxygen in this world. So I heard a story about a fisherman who prayed. He didn't go to church or have anything to do with God, but he went to with his companions for fishing, and a big storm came up and threatened to sink the boat, and they were in big deep trouble. So he started thinking about, maybe I should pray, or I should pray. And his friends forced him, oh, go ahead, pray, Johnny, go ahead and pray. So this is what he prayed during that time. It says, a funny story, it says, it's been a long time since, God, I have done that and I have prayed to you. I haven't asked you anything for the last 15 or 20 years. But if you help me and my friends now, I will not bother you for another 15 years. That's what he prayed. That's a funny story. Although the story evokes fun and laughter in us and is funny, it is sobering to realize that prayer is often an escape mechanism rather than a way of life for us. We use prayer and going to God as an escape tool. It should not be the case for a believer. Prayer is an action verb. Whenever I say that, you know, a prayer is pray-er, that means pray, one who prays, prayer. Like a person who runs is called a runner, right? And a person who prays is a prayer, whatever way you think it. So it is an action verb. It's not just a noun. We need to always be praying as children of God with expectation. If you don't have anything personally to pray for others. I'm sure we all have personal things to pray for all the time. But we are also to pray for others who are in need. The doctors, I read about a group of doctors who call themselves as doctors who pray. It's a team of doctors. They're very prayerful doctors who pray constantly for each other and for the health of their patients and this world. They continue to pray for it. And there's a journal that they publish also called Doctors Who Pray. And in that, they say that prayer is not only good for our spiritual health, but also it is good for our physical health as well, for our welfare of our physical body. The medical effects of faith and prayer on health is not just a matter of faith, but also it is a matter of science. That's what their periodical says in Christian Today, in one of the periodicals, and I noted it down when I saw that. The medical effects of faith and prayer on health are not just a matter of faith. It is also a matter of science. This is a group of doctors are saying this. So it is not about just spiritual health, but also it is about our physical health as well, that we need to continue to pray and spend time in prayer. In the book of James again, James talks about the prayer of a fervent believer, a righteous man, avails much. The prayer of a child of God is powerful and effective. It can change the diagnosis of a doctor, and it can change the situation of people in their difficult times and change it around and make it better. A prayer offered on faith can heal our sickness. A prayer offered on faith can cause the weather, even the weather, to change, believe it or not. It can happen. So God gives us the opportunity all the time to pray. But we ought to pray constantly and with expectation, that, and also with an expectant heart. E. Stanley Jones, if you know, he's a great missionary who has spent a lot of time in India preaching the gospel, who is from here in the U.S. And he talked about prayers a lot. And prayer, according to him, is a surrender to the will of God and cooperation with that will. Not only asking for God's will, but also to cooperate God's will when it happens in our life. So he talks about having to be being in a boat in the lake or in the water, and you are out there in the boat, and if I throw out a hook from the boat and catch hold of the shore and pull to get to the shore, am I pulling the shore to me, or am I pulling myself to the shore? That is what he talks about prayer. It's like a hook that God is pulling or putting towards us. Sometimes we think that we are pulling God toward us. Are we pulling God toward us, or are we being pulled by God towards Him through our prayer? Be ready to be in line with God's will when we pray, and God will answer His prayers according to His time and His grace for the betterment for our future. No matter what we desire and God's plans are best for us. George Mueller was a great missionary in the 17th or 18th century, and he had a great work among the children. He ran orphanages. He had about 2,000 or more children at one time in his orphanage that he ran. And one time, and he was completely running this ministry in faith, with no support from any big rich people. He was getting only support as he needed from other churches around. So one day or one time that he found himself have ran out of food for these children. We are talking about thousands of children. And there he did not know what to do. And one morning when all the kitchen people came and told him that we don't have anything to feed the children, we don't have enough food here, what are we going to do for breakfast? So he told the people and asked the children to bow their heads and be seated as they regularly do on that morning. Don't let the children know anything. And they came and lined up as they do and were seated. And then he started praying, "Father, we thank you for what you are going to give us to eat." That's a special prayer that they haven't heard before. They didn't still have anything, and they were all looking at him, you know, he's crazy praying like this with no food or nothing to serve these children, and ask them to be seated. And after that prayer ended, they waited for another couple of hours. Nothing happened. Then a baker came by, who came and stood at the door. And you can read that in his biography in this book. And this baker told them that, "I could not sleep last night. I felt that you didn't have any bread, and the Lord wanted me to send you some. So I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and baked some fresh bread for you." So George Mueller not only thanked the baker, but also he said a prayer of thanksgiving to God. And later that day, about a few hours after that, something else happened. It was a complete miracle. There was a milkman standing at the door. He explained that his milk cart has broken down right in front of that orphanage home. So he wanted the milk to be donated to the orphanage. So he asked them to unload all of that milk for that children. "Could you take it for free?" And they were so blessed that day. This is in his autobiography, in his book that he wrote this, George Mueller. Real story. So this is what happens when people pray in faith. The expectant and fervent prayer of a child of God avails much. And expect that God will do something when we pray. So I'll be preaching more on prayer. And prayer is a powerful tool that we have to use every day. Not only praying for us, but also pray for others every day. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be good prayer warriors as we live in this world. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. If you are able, please stand. It is 133 in the hymn now. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received it and then you will be given what you have asked for. People of God, go in the knowledge that God listens to every single prayer that we make. Now to whom he is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be the glory, dominion, power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.